This week on the Time Bat Show.
Oh, I hope there's an Outback River in Australia, though. That'd be pretty funny. And there's like an Outback Steakhouse along each like city.
Australia is known for its Outback Steakhouses.
Do you think they have any Outback Steakhouses in Australia?
Dude, there's no Outbacks in Australia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 83. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
And this is the 83rd episode.
This is the 83rd
episode of the Time Bat Show. Sorry, I'm a little on edge because my smoke detector is beeping randomly, and I don't know why. But it's very intermittent. So,
which is. Okay, so there was a weird sort of happening that right before we started recording.
Biggest coincidence we've ever had on the show.
I was complaining to you because one of my neighbor's smoke alarms has been going off today. I've had to listen to it
constantly, like every minute.
It's not loud. It's like I have to like try to hear it,
but it's like every minute. Faint.
Yeah, but like that. I would almost prefer it was loud because that like subconscious beeping just drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been listening to it
because you can hear it if you if you listen.
I can hear it right now. Like it's not coming through on my mic because it's so faint. But
and then like literally 2 minutes later, we hear like this really loud beep right before we were going on the air, and I'm like, "Was that your neighbor?" And you're like, "No." And I was like, well, was it you? And you're like, no, I think it was you. And I was like, me? What are the chances that we're literally just talking about smoke detectors and mine decides to go off? Yeah. So mine goes off. And the problem that I have is I'm in a room upstairs and it's got a smoke detector in it. And right next to the room is a hallway and it's got a smoke detector in it. So I don't know which one is beeping. Like I can't, they're so close to each other. I can't tell. And they're not beeping frequently enough for me to like isolate it. So I don't know how I'm going to even determine what's beeping unless I'm going to stand there for like 10 minutes waiting.
Be like, it'll beep any second now.
It'll be any second now. So maybe I'll just change the batteries in both. But I was looking on the internet and if it's out of batteries, it should be beeping at once every 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And mine's beeping like once every like 10 minutes. Like it's taken a while. So it's either
it
like
beeped.
Yeah, it hasn't beeped in a while. So either it's on its like last breath, like it's about to die as a smoke detector, or some other weird thing is going on.
Yeah. Or ghosts, yeah.
This has happened to me before, though. Like, I want to say like 2 years ago in my house, I have a shit ton of smoke detectors upstairs because we have three rooms, or four rooms and a hallway. Mm-hmm. And they're small rooms, but like, there's a smoke detector in each one because that's the law. You have to have a smoke detector in each room. But they're so like they're so close to each other. Like it's stupid to have to have four different ones because like my downstairs only has one because it's one continuous room, but it's much bigger than my upstairs. You know what I mean? Because there are no doors. But upstairs it's got like four because there are four doors, four separate rooms. So one time last two years ago, my smoke detector in my bedroom starts going off, and I'm like, this is freaking annoying. So I like grab it from the wall and you know I change the batteries and I plug it back in and it still beeps and I'm like, okay, this must mean it's like dead. So I'm like, instead of getting annoyed with this, I'm just gonna yank it out of the wall and put it away. So I do that and I don't even have it plugged in because I have three other smoke detectors upstairs. I'm just like, it doesn't matter. Like a week later, one downstairs starts going off. And I'm like, what are the chances these are all failing at the same time? So I think what's going on is there's some kind of thing where they're installed similarly at similar times, and they're all either running out of batteries or like wearing out their wires like at the exact same time, you know? So they're just failing similarly because they all were installed at a similar time.
And driving you totally crazy.
So I think if this is the case, you know, I'm going to be down to like two smoke detectors upstairs after this one dies. So I think I'm going to have to bite the bullet and just install new smoke detectors all over my house, which that'll just be a project for me this weekend or something.
I don't know how much a smoke detector costs.
It's like $10. It's not that expensive. I don't think. I don't think it's expensive.
That's so inexpensive. Like, they could charge, like, $200.
Oh, yeah.
And people would have to buy them.
Smoke detector. Okay, you can get a Nest smoke detector for, like, a shit ton of money. You get a First Alert for $30. You can get a shitty Walmart one for $15. Yeah, so you can get one. You can get them for $10 to $30 for, like, a regular...
I mean, you don't, like... What's really the difference between a nice smoke detector and a Walmart one?
Can we talk about smoke detectors for a second? Because they're literally the, like, the most stupid invention of mankind. Like, I don't get smoke detectors at all. Like, I get their purpose, like, to tell you when there's a fire. That's a great thing to do. But you'd think they would have a redesign, I don't know, in the last 50 years. Because they don't work properly. And when they're, like, when they're out of batteries, they do the same thing they're supposed to be doing when they're telling you there's a fire. Yeah. How is that useful to you? You know, they're lulling you into a false sense of security. So you hear beep in the middle of the night. You don't think, oh, there's a fire. You think, oh, God damn it, they're out of batteries again. And instead of changing it, you yank it off the wall and throw it in a box. And then your house burns down because you don't have any smoke detectors in it anymore. Like,
yeah.
You would think they would come up with a way to make a smoke detector alert you that there's a fire without annoying you to death. So, like, I don't know.
Having a smoke detector beep constantly until you change the batteries, like, I get it. People aren't supposed to, like, have their smoke detectors on low batteries or out of batteries or whatever. But that... The person who designed it that way does not understand human behavior at all.
Like, psychology, they don't get it. Like, yeah. I would rather be not annoyed than...
I would rather burn to death.
Yes, than be not annoyed. Exactly. Like, exactly. So, you just don't... And the other thing is, like, make the same noise when it's low on batteries as if... As when it's, you know, your house is burning down. Also an unwise choice, I think. You know?
Yeah, like, if the smoke alarm starts beeping in the middle of the night, no one is just going to get up and change the battery right away. Because no one has a 9-volt battery.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to take it off the wall and throw it in a box, and hopefully they remember to change it the next day. Otherwise, their house is going to burn down because they don't have a smoke detector anymore. That's what's going to happen. What it really should be, instead of beep, 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 there should be a gentle reminder every 3 to 6 hours.
Yeah, and like a clock chime.
And a voice comes over the intercom and it's like, hello, you should probably change your smoke detector. To hush this notification, hit the button and I won't talk to you for 12 hours. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like Woody or Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Like, it's
those old toys that had the voice.
It's a casual kind of thing. Like, it's just like, oh yeah, my smoke detector. I'll get to that this weekend, you know? It's not like beep, 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 because beep, beep, beep is I need to address this in the middle of the night, right now. And the only thing you're thinking about in the middle of the night right now is, I want to go back to sleep right now. So you just yank it off the wall. But a casual, just like, you need to change your smoke detector. A reminder, you're like, okay, I'll deal with that later. That's not going to annoy you enough to, you know, that'll only happen once every, like, 6 hours. So it's not going to annoy you enough to...
Yeah, to rip it out of the wall.
To rip it out of the wall and throw it somewhere, yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, smoke detectors are the worst.
I also feel like they're communicating with each other sometimes. I know that's, like, not possible, but I think it is.
They, like, gang up.
I had, like, an old department I was in, like, years ago. We had, you know, we had a few smoke detectors in the hall and in the bedroom and all that stuff. And one started beeping, and it was obviously low on batteries. And, like, so I'm going to change the batteries, and, like, as I do that and hit the button to change the batteries, another one starts beeping. As if it's, like, reacting to that one beeping. Like, it heard that this one was beeping, and I was like, oh, it's time for me to start beeping, too, because I heard that one beeping. I just feel like they're communicating somehow. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like a bird call. Like, one does it, and then another one mimics it.
Like, this is going to sound so stupid, but I'm thinking in the back of my head, my smoke detector started beeping because it heard the one in the background of your apartment, and it's like, oh, there's a smoke detector going off. I need to go off.
Chirp, chirp.
I need to go off, too. That's what I'll do. I'll go off. Yeah. So, that's what I think. So, this is going to be in the back of my mind as we do this podcast. I'm going to, like, think my house is about to burn down. And have you heard it since we started?
I haven't heard yours, but the one My neighbors, like, apparently they're just fine with living with a beeping
smoke. I haven't heard it either. I'm really on edge this episode. I'm just, like, waiting to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I hear that beep on your side, it's going to, like, kill our momentum. We're just going to have to be like, okay, that's...
I think our momentum is dead already. Like, I can't focus knowing something is going to happen because I just wait for it. Like, this is why I can't, like, sleep if there's, like, indeterminate noises. Like, I'm fine with, like continuous noise. But if there's, like, intermittent noise, I cannot sleep at all. Because I'm always expecting the next sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally know what you mean.
I don't know if you have the same. I take stuff to sleep
because I have the same thing really bad.
Like, a fan? Fine. Air conditioner? Fine. All continuous. But, like, like intermittent clicks, like, I couldn't do it. In college, my first roommate, did I ever tell you this story? My first roommate got into WoW, World of Warcraft, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stayed up, like, all night playing World of Warcraft. And I would have to hear the clicks of his keyboard all night long. And, like, they weren't that loud, but, like, they were intermittent enough that I, like, could not sleep. You know, it wasn't like click, 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 click. It was like click, a click, 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 waiting click.
For a cool down. Yeah.
Yep. A click, 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 you know, and I was like, ah! And one night he was doing it, and I had like an exam the next morning at like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't sleep. And I'm not like a confrontational person, so I tried to like verbalize my frustration in bed by being like, you know, like, yeah. like sounding frustrated that like I can't sleep to see if he would get the message. And he never did. Like, he couldn't.
Did you just never say anything to him?
No, I went down to my now wife, then girlfriend's room, and I was like, can I sleep with you?
There.
And I slept there.
I probably would have done the same thing. I'm incapable of confronting
people. Because I couldn't confront, like, I don't know, I can't do it. I mean, I can
just say no.
I can
no,
confront people if it's like a huge issue, but if it's like a mild inconvenience to me, I can't do it. But it frustrated me a lot. And I tried to verbalize it, like, you know, like, and at one point I like got up and I like stood around. And I was like, and I was like trying to see if he would notice
me.
You
really showed him.
I was like, I was wondering if he'd like notice, like, hey, why'd you get up? You were sleeping. And I'd be like, oh, I can't sleep. But that never happened. He was just like, wow, I love World of Warcraft, blah, 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 blah. And so it was awful. It was real bad. But you know, that's what happens. People don't have good, some people don't have good, like, what's the word? They're like...
Some people... I think I know what you're saying. Like, some people are not very aware of how their existence impacts other people's
existence. That's a great... Yes, exactly. And I'm, like, hyper aware of that.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I think about that all the time. Like, all the time. Like, even when I shouldn't be. Like, even when I shouldn't care, I'm, like, thinking about that. Like, how is this inconveniencing somebody? And I, like, get out of my way not to do things that would inconvenience. But some people seem like they don't have, like, any of that at all. You know?
Yeah. I wonder what that must be like.
Ignorance is bliss, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't even think about that. Like, if I'm standing in line and I'm like too far up or back and there's like a person near me, I'll like adjust myself for their convenience. Like, I just do all these things for other people's convenience, like subconsciously, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be, you know, a burden on this person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But some people seem to have absolutely no awareness of what they're doing is impacting other people.
Yeah, none.
Especially when you're like in the grocery store or anything like that.
Yeah, grocery store, driving.
Driving is a good example, yeah. And then like if I do something and I notice that it's like it was inconvenient, I'll feel like really guilty and apologize usually.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know.
I was driving the other day and I like everyone has had this happen to them, but this is just the exact kind of person that does this. It's someone made an illegal turn and almost ruined my car, maybe could have killed me, caused an accident.
Sure.
And, like, they knew that they did something really bad.
Bad, yeah.
And they just looked at me and shrugged. Like,
in the car?
No choice. Yeah.
What do you mean they didn't have choice?
That's what they were saying with their shrug. They were like, I had no choice but to do this illegal thing because it's the closest.
It's fine. It's
convenient for me.
My favorite thing is when you, like, do something and someone else does something illegal in the car. And then they, like, honk at you. Have you ever had this happen to you?
Yeah, someone's, like, running a red light and they're like, why didn't you let me do it?
Yeah, like, why didn't you go, asshole? And they, like, honk and you're like, what? I'm following the law here.
You can't honk at me.
You can't honk at me for this. People are so, like, that's so stupid. I don't get it. One time there's this light that I drive to work towards, and it's, like, a really fast light. It's, like, it changes from yellow to red real quick. It's one of those. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving, and it changes from yellow to red, and I'm kind of in that, like, indeterminate zone where I don't know. Like, oh, sorry, it changed to yellow, and I'm kind of in that indeterminate zone where I don't know if I should speed up or hit the brakes. You know what I'm talking about? You're, like, not sure. So I'm like, okay, I'll hit the brakes. So I hit the brakes, and it's not like a screeching brake, but, I mean, I had to hit the brakes pretty hard. The guy behind me slams into me, okay? Like, he just slams into me because he was expecting me to go for the yellow light. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, what the hell, man? And he's like, oh, I thought you were going to run the red. Or I thought you were going to go. And I was like, you thought I was going to run the red light. And it's like, I thought you were going to run the yellow. And I was like, well, I determined that I couldn't, and I hit the brakes. And then he's like, oh, well, it doesn't look like I did any damage. And he didn't, to be fair. Like, he just hit my bumper. He, like, there's, like, a small, like, you know, he didn't really, like, hit me that hard. So I was like, all right, it's fine. We can just go. It's no big deal. So we drive. I'm getting back in my car, and he's, like, getting back into his car. And I was really annoyed because he presumed that, like, me doing something illegal was the correct maneuver for me, and it's somehow my fault for doing that. As we're about to drive away, we're still, like, in the left lane. So, you know, we're holding up traffic, as you do when you get into an accident. A guy drives by me, rolls his window down, and he's like, learn how to drive at me. At me.
A different guy said that?
Yes, because he saw me hit my brakes, like, really fast at the red light and saw me, like, get into, you know, the other guy hit me. And he, like, directed it at me. Like, he pointed at me, and he's like, learn how to drive. And I was like, wow. And that made me even more angry than getting into an accident.
Yeah.
Like, my blood was boiling. If I was an evil man, I'm not going to say what I would have done, but
I would have followed him home
and slashed his tires. No, I mean, seriously, that made me so angry that people assume that the right thing to do in that situation is to break the law. And if you don't break the law, you're a bad driver. That's an idiot. It's like, ah!
Do you know what's annoying, too, is people that think that it's safe to, like, call people out like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the person who said that you were a bad driver.
Yep.
Like, why did he assume that that was a safe thing to do? You could be a psychopath.
I don't know. That's a great... Yeah, I think he probably saw me, and I'm not, like, a giant guy. I'm an average build guy, so he's like, he's not going to do anything. I have a story for that, too. This is a fantastic story. So my brother, you know my brother, he's like a big guy. He's like 6'3", 220 pounds. Like, he's a big guy. He looks like a linebacker. Anyway, so, like, we're driving. He's driving me somewhere. And we're in our neighborhood. And, you know, you're not supposed to go too fast in a neighborhood. It's like 20 miles an hour, if that. You know, 15. So, you know, you're supposed to go slow.
My brother's
driving slow, as he's supposed to. And there's this guy behind him that keeps, like, brake checking, there's this guy behind driving behind us that keeps tailgating my brother, right? And he's, like, trying to, like, get around us in the neighborhood, and my brother's driving, like, regularly slow. And every time we get to, like, the like a stop sign, he, like, gets up right next to like the tailgate of my brother's car, and he tries to, like, get around. And at one point, he, like, honks at us because we're going 20 miles an hour. And so my brother is like, all right, this is stupid. So he starts, like, brake checking him. He's an aggressive driver. You know, he's like, I'm going to be annoyed to this guy. So he starts brake checking this guy. Like, every time he gets to a stop sign, he, like, hits the brakes hard. So this guy has to hit the brakes hard. Mm-hmm. And at some point, he, like, we're about to leave the neighborhood, and he does it on the final stop sign because he's annoyed. And the guy just, like, wails into the horn. He's like, I'm really annoyed. Like, this fucking sucks. And he, like leaves his vehicle. He, like, gets out of the car and, like, does, like, the what up kind of, like, you know, like, the come at me, like, hit the chest and, like, open your arms kind of thing. Like, what are you doing kind of thing. And my brother, being a 6'3" guy, just walks out of the car, looks at him, and then he, like, shrugs his shoulders. And then the guy just, like, gets back in his car. And then, like, we drive off.
That's awesome.
Because, like, he didn't know he was, like, you know, fucking with a, like, you know, imposing.
He's like, hey, man, what's up? Fight me, fight me. Your brother gets out, and he's, like, a big man.
And he's just like, oh, okay, never mind. And so, like, that's a good example. Like, you don't know who you're messing with when you yell at people in cars, because they could be, like, imposing figures, you know?
Was this in Florida, too?
Yeah, this is in my neighborhood.
That makes it so much worse.
Isn't it?
Like, for anyone that doesn't live here, like, you don't want to mess with people in Florida, because they can just shoot you.
It's a bad idea. I mean, it was in a neighborhood, so he's probably like, oh, it'll be fine. But I think it was just some kid in the neighborhood that probably just learned how to drive. Probably want to go fast, you know what I mean? Probably want to go fast. He's tailgating. It's just being a dick. So my brother's like, I'll teach him a lesson. I'll brake check him a couple times. And then he got really angry, and that's what happens. So don't mess with people when they're driving, because you don't know who
people,
could.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. If I was like a serial killer or something, and that guy was like, learn how to drive, asshole, or idiot, or whatever, like,
I'm like, okay.
They would be dead now. I'm not threatening them because I'm not that person. But if I were, they would be next on my list of target. I'm just saying.
I think that to myself to, like, make myself feel better about not being confrontational. I'm like, oh boy, if I was evil, let me tell you what
I would do. I would
do get evil crap.
Yes, I think about that sometimes. That's a horrible thing to think about. But, like, I'm never going to do any of this stuff because I'm not this kind of person.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I just wish I was a little evil.
Yeah.
You ever wish you were, like, a little evil, or just so you could teach people a lesson? You know what I mean?
I wish... Okay. I would be eviler if the consequences for being evil weren't so severe.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you don't, you know, those consequences are,
like,
bad.
Ideally, I would like to have, like, a clone of me that has nothing to lose. And if, like, someone pisses me off, I could just be like, all right, go get him.
Sick him. But then the crime would be linked to your clone, and then you'd go to jail for it.
No, my clone would go to jail.
How does this work?
Right?
Your clone looks like you.
Yeah, but...
The police would be like, oh, it's you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're really thinking this one through.
No, I'm not thinking this one through.
If you had...
People frustrate me, and I like to fantasize about being bad.
You could have the clone do it, and then you could flee to another country, and then they would arrest your clone, and then you'd be fine.
That's, like, no different from, like, you just doing it yourself, though.
No, I know.
Like, why is there even a clone?
You brought the clone into this. I didn't bring the clone. You could bring the clone. You could dress the clone up in a disguise.
and then have them do it. It's totally different from wearing a disguise yourself.
But then they could, I don't know, they could peg it on the clone afterwards. You could pretend you're twins. There we go.
Okay.
The clone is your twin brother, and he's the evil one, and you have him do all your evil stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't seem too convinced of this one.
No, I'm not convinced at all.
I think this is better than your clone just doing. You could give him, like, slightly different, like, wardrobe. Like, you are clean shaven. Your clone has, like, a goatee.
He wears those glasses that has the funny nose on them.
Yes. You have hair, and you're clean shaven. Your clone has a goatee, those glasses, and he's bald. There we go.
And he wears, like, branded t-shirts, because I never do that.
Like, what brand would your clone wear?
Nike.
Under Armour.
Yeah. Yo, Under Armour. That's even better, yeah. Just something I would never put on my body.
Under Armour. Like, all his t-shirts are Under Armour. He's got, like, the absorbing wick ones, like, that wick the sweat off.
What are those shirts that, like, They're like Affliction or something. You know what I'm talking about.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. What?
They have like the weird stylized like tribal wings and stuff on them.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen the Affliction shirts?
Affliction shirt? I'm going to look it up right now.
I think it's Affliction. It's a word that's like that.
Never heard of it. My computer seems like it's about to crash though. So this can you still hear me? Okay. Yes, Affliction. Affliction t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think maybe I've seen these.
You've seen one.
Yeah, I think I've seen these. Yes. They have like weird wings and skulls and stuff on them.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he would wear these.
Yes.
What a dumb name for a t-shirt. Affliction.
Affliction.
Who designed these t-shirts? Who wears these t-shirts? Other than your clone.
Yeah.
If you wear these awful t-shirts, we would like to know. Please contact us at contact@timebatsout.com. These are really ugly. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing these t-shirts.
They're expensive, too.
Are they really?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Jeez, $58 for a crappy t-shirt with cult skulls on it?
Doesn't it say, never back down?
Yeah, there's some stupid
fight
things.
Fight with power. Something like that.
This one says, Black Hearts, American Chaos. What does that even mean?
Yes.
Black Hearts, American Chaos, Live Fast Co. Like company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the image is a skeleton hand holding a rose.
Nice.
With a fleur-de-lis nearby for some reason. An upside down fleur-de-lis. And a cross. What does that even mean? Oh my god, this one's even worse. Affliction mystery bag. You got like mystery shirts.
It's like a loot box?
We share your insanity. We will not be ignored. Never afraid to rail. What is this? The Chosen One. Armed and Dangerous. I'm just calling out shirt designs. Affliction Motors. What is this? Who wears these?
My clone.
Ops Division, Affliction, Honor and Courage.
That's enough about Affliction shirts.
Affliction, Live Fast. That's what this one. It's a skull.
American Chaos.
It's a skull and crossbones, but the crossbones are wrenches.
Nice. I was going to get some knives, but
you should buy this shirt.
Cool.
It's only $54.
Are you
so?
Why should I buy this shirt?
It's only $54. Just do it. Everyone should have at least one Affliction t-shirt to wear when they're about to murder somebody. You know, because if you're ever about to get into a gang, you don't have any gang shirts, do you? Like,
What's a gang shirt?
Any shirt that has, like, murdery kind of stuff on it. Do you have anything you could wear? If you're trying to get into a gang, what would your wardrobe be?
Okay, I think I would wear... I've got a yellow shirt that says the Sunshine State. That's pretty hardcore.
That's your gang shirt. Okay.
I got it at a gas station.
And what would your, like, pants be?
Probably swimming shorts.
Baggy. Swimming shorts?
Yeah.
Not jeans.
I don't own any jeans.
So you would wear swimming trunks.
I own swimming trunks and dress pants. That's like the only kind of pants I have.
What do you do when you're going outside and it's hot and you need to wear shorts?
I wear swimming pants.
You wear swim shorts.
Yeah, baggies.
Are we talking about the same thing here? Are you talking about like literally swimming like for the pool or the water?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You wear these.
I've got like three pairs.
As a normal day thing.
Yeah, for real.
You're ready for the beach at any time.
You never know. You might have to get in the water.
Okay, do you wear underwear underneath your swimming shorts?
Gosh.
What?
This is a personal question. But
why?
No, I don't.
See? Why is this... I mean, it's not that weird because some people wear underwear under their swimming shorts.
Okay, let's talk about this. So, People that wear, do you?
No,
do
I don't. You wear, no.
Of course you don't. Yeah, that's crazy to wear.
But I'm asking you because you're wearing them when you're not in the pool. You're wearing them every day. So do you wear underwear under them at that circumstance? Like, if you're going to go out in the world, you're going to go to Target and buy, I don't know, a new t-shirt. You're going to buy an Affliction shirt. And it's really hot and you need to wear shorts. You put on your swimming trunks. Do you put on underwear underneath them?
No.
Even though you're not swimming.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's, dude, I know it's maybe weird, but
it's fine. I'm not, it's not weird.
I think it's sort of a product of where I live too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of normal in Florida.
That's true. Wearing swimming shorts. I mean, everywhere. I did do that occasionally, but I wouldn't do it. Like, it wasn't the only thing I wore. It was like, I had regular shorts.
Yeah. I don't own a regular pair of shorts.
That is a little weird. But I know that you wear pants much more often.
Yeah.
So, I suppose. If you have any weird clothing habits, let us know. Contact at tybazo.com. Or tweet at us. Oh, what's going on today? That's next.
What's going on? Well, I saw a story in the news that I really wanted to talk about.
Can we talk about something really fast?
Yeah.
Have you heard my smoke alarm go off?
No, I haven't heard your smoke alarm.
I think we might be in the clear then. No, I have not.
So okay. It just, like, decided to beep three times and never...
It's so weird. It beeped again. Once, and then, like, 10 minutes later, it beeped again, and then right before we started the show, it beeped twice in a row, and now it hasn't done anything for 30 minutes.
Did you do anything to it?
No. Well, I mean, I hit the button to test it, you know, the old tester thing, and then, like, much later after I did that, then it did the double beeps that you heard that one time, yeah. And it hasn't beeped since. Maybe it's just...
I think it's like we said. They're like birds. He heard my smoke alarm over on this side and was like, "Oh, bird, chirp, chirp."
Well, if you hear a smoke alarm late in the show, that's what you notice. All right, let's get into this story you want to talk about.
Okay. This comes from, I guess, the Oklahoma newspaper. I don't know what it's called.
Let's do it.
The headline is, a pack of wiener-type dogs maul Oklahoma woman to death.
Jeez. That's rough.
Yeah.
What kind of dog? Were they wiener dogs?
They were Dachshunds. They were wiener dogs.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Read the story. I don't believe this.
A pack of vicious dogs.
A pack of dachshunds. A pack of wiener dogs. Okay.
Mauled an Oklahoma woman to death last week. Says it's unclear what caused the dogs to attack Tracy, who is 52. So she's not that old.
No.
Like, not old to where she should be getting.
No. Mauled by wiener dogs. No, never. Yeah. Were they her dogs?
No, they were wild.
They were
not wild, but they were stray.
So a stray pack of wild wiener dogs decided to strike this woman, this poor woman.
Yes.
What? This makes no sense. Why would all of them be wiener dogs, and why are they in a pack?
It says that the pack was likely a mother and all of her, like, offspring.
Okay, so they, like, this is making stick together. More sense.
But, like, how do you die to wiener dogs?
I don't know.
Like, as a person.
They're really aggressive. They're really small. Like, they can't get to you. Like, they can only bite your feet.
Their feet are, like, 3 inches.
That's what I mean. Like, they would only be able to bite your, like, ankles and stuff.
It sounds like the worst death.
I don't get how... Maybe she was laying down. She was sleeping, and then they got her. Right?
She didn't wake up.
Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking...
I could see getting, like, bit, maybe, mm-hmm. and you can get hurt. Yeah. But she died.
Maybe they went for the jugular, like, they were really good at killing. Right?
It says, this is a quote from the sheriff of the town. He says, "This is a bad situation, a very unfortunate situation."
Of course it's bad. This is horrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible story.
This poor woman.
Poor woman.
How do you even... I don't get how this works. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Like, I have a friend who has wiener dog. And
have they ever been vicious?
And even 50 of this dog could not kill me.
I'm certain that I wouldn't. I would be fine. Have you ever watched one of those, like, horror movies, like, with really small monsters?
Like, the birds?
Yeah, and they get, like, overwhelmed, and you're like, that wouldn't happen. Like, they're, like, little. You just whack them with a tennis racket or something, you know?
Yeah. Apparently it can happen.
Like, good example, have you seen Small Soldiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They're all like, oh, they're gonna get me. He's like, just step on them. Like, just, you win in, like, 2 seconds. I don't know.
That was such a good movie. I watched that, like, every year.
I mean, it was good, but, like, come on. Like, you could kill them real easy. They're so small. They can't even get to you. What are they going to do, you know? They,
like flamethrowers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but still.
One of them used a nail gun.
I remember. But, like, them, like, there was part where they, like, ran to you and, like, latched on. It was like, oh, no, they're getting me. It's like, they're small. Like, flick them with your finger. You can kill them that way. I don't know. Just whenever I see a movie where there's, like, a lot of little things attacking, I'm like, that's not.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
You could easily get out of that. Just run. Like, just run. And then as you run, they would just fall off you and you'd win.
Yeah, moving at all.
Moving at all. They can't hold on to that. They don't know
what they're doing. I don't know, we say that, but maybe just the average person in these movies does not have a very strong will to live.
If you've ever been attacked by a horde of wiener dogs, please let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how a wiener dog attack would work. But then again, I've never been attacked by a wiener dog before, so I don't know.
You want to do some Would You Rathers?
I would love to. You know what? We should do a first trivia question right now.
Yeah, we should. Wait, I was just about to
say. Oh, I'm one step ahead of you. Oh, it's my turn. I'm sorry. Yes. So your trivia today is all about the lovely continent / country of Australia.
Awesome.
Your first question is an easier one. Oh, you should pick your lifelines first.
Okay.
One lifeline per question, so you pick one lifeline for this one.
Okay. I think my first lifeline, I'm going to pick Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. All right. First question is, what is the longest river in Australia? Is it A, the Outback River, B, the Murray River, C, the Budgie River, or D, the John Dory River?
The Outback River. If it's the Outback River, I'm never answering another trivia question.
Don't be mean to me.
I'm not being
mean. Maybe it is the Outback River.
I don't think it's the Outback River.
A little too on the nose for you.
The Outback River.
Maybe it could be the shrimp on the Barbie.
The Godiva Mite River. Yeah. The Crocodile Dundee River.
I'm gonna use my Monty Hall and lock in.
You're locking in the Outback, aren't you?
I'm gonna lock in the Outback.
Damn it! I should never put the Outback River on there. All right, it's either A, the Outback River, or B, the Murray River.
I'm going to go with the Murray River.
The Murray River final answer. The Murray River is correct. Oh, I hope there's an Outback River in Australia, though. That'd be pretty funny. And there's like an Outback steakhouse along each city.
Australia is known for its Outback steakhouses.
Do you think they have any Outback steakhouses in Australia?
No, dude, there's no Outbacks in Australia.
I need to find this out. Can we find this out right now? Right away. How weird would it be to have an Outback in Australia? They do. There's like three of them.
Why?
They're really in Australia. I'm serious.
I'm trying to like think of what an equivalent to this would be. But, like, all I'm thinking of is really bad.
Okay, so this is what it seems to me. So you know how, like, when you go to Outback, they're, like, all like, ooh, g'day, mate, we're Australian, blah, 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 blah.
Have a Foster's.
Yeah, so I think Outback Steakhouse in Australia, they just treat it like some steakhouse chain, like a Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, or it's like an Applebee's.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. That's what I think.
I feel like the stereotypical Australian thing is really important to the Outback brand, though.
I agree. But like, they can't just they're in Australia. There are 8 locations in Australia. Broadchurch, Aspley, Perth, Wentonville. Yeah, I mean they're in Australia. They exist. That would be the weirdest thing, going into an Outback Steakhouse.
If we ever go to Australia, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Outback or anything, but we would have to go to one.
Do you think there's any, like, Australians that actually go to Outback Steakhouse in Australia? Or do you think it's tourists? This is a, like, legitimate question.
Maybe they're just, like, in the airport or something.
They're in the airport.
Like, they're not in the real
world. Like, welcome to Australia. Have a meal at Outback Steakhouse. Like, oh, an Outback. Perfect.
Well, you know there's, like, Outback Steakhouses in, like, every airport.
No, I know.
Yeah. I think, you know, maybe they're just in the airport.
It would be the most through-the-looking-glass experience to go to an Outback Steakhouse in Australia.
Yeah, if we ever go, I'm going to have to insist on that.
That would be so weird.
I would be like, good day, mate. You got any shrimps on the barbie back there?
You could be... The thing about the Outback Steakhouse is they're stereotypical Australia. So you can be as offensive as you want to Australians in the Outback Steakhouse because that's what they're all about already, you know?
Yeah.
Their American counterpart. It seems so weird. Because Outback is definitely American, like, you know, run company.
What if it...
No.
I mean, it was started in America, right? That's an American company.
I hope so. It can't be started in Australia. There are only 8 of them in Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's an Australian-themed American casual dining chain based in Tampa, Florida. It would be based in Tampa,
Florida. Yeah, Tampa is the place that something
like that would come from. If you've ever been to Tampa, Florida, you know that it's like the perfect place to base Outback Steakhouse. All right, let's get into Would You Rather. I think that's what you're on next.
Sure. Yeah, I've got a couple here. Would You Rather, by the way, Would You Rather is a segment where we're going to talk about Would You Rather questions that are generated by a robot.
The Would You Rather bot.
Okay. First question is, would you rather walk in a cinema without class or sleep on a deserted island with a starving person?
Walk in a cinema without class, because then I'm not on a deserted island. What is without class means, like, I'm really tacky, I guess.
I think it means, like, you're going to walk in with your phone on, and you're going to spill your popcorn.
Ugh.
And
all right, I changed my answer.
Yeah, I would rather... I'd rather...
I don't want to be that guy ever. Yeah. I don't ever want to be that guy.
Yeah, I would actually literally rather be on a deserted island.
Do people realize how annoying they're being when they do that? Like, when they're in the movies or whatever, or wherever, and they're, like, being that annoying. You know? I don't think people must not realize it, right? This goes back to our, like, awareness thing.
We're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they do? Do you think they notice?
I would hope that they don't notice, because if they do, it's, like, worse.
What's worse, okay? Being ignorant to the fact that everyone around you is looking at you and being like, what an asshole. Or knowing that people are doing that and just not caring. Like, what's worse, do you think?
Knowing, for sure.
Knowing is worse? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Being ignorant, though, you have to have some special life to be ignorant of that, you know? You have to be like, something didn't click in your upbringing, you know, in order to realize that. Something happened to you where you didn't realize this. You know what I mean? Like, there must have been an event in your life.
Barring, like, brain trauma, there's no excuse
to, like, just be ignorant of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's wild. It's weird to me that people have to be told about this stuff. Like, oh, don't be rude when you're doing this and this. Like, they have signs, not just in movie theaters, but everywhere. It's like, there's not like an explicit rude thing that you shouldn't do, and they have to have a sign that says, hey, don't do this rude thing. And it boggles my mind that, like, they have to have those signs.
Yeah.
Because it means there are multiple people that have done this rude thing without even realizing that it's rude. I just don't understand how you can live up to a certain point and not, you know, not have that click for you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm just going to take my phone out and start talking to someone in the
movie. In the movie, you know. I don't know. It's wild. It's wild. We live in an interesting world.
That's a strange world.
It is.
Okay. A lot of rude. Next question. Would you rather twerk in the sky or on the human centipede?
Oh, God. I would rather do it in the sky because then there's nobody looking at you, theoretically. Yeah,
but if you're in the sky, you're going to fall.
Oh, I'm not on like a plane or anything?
I think you're just in the sky.
Oh, so I'm going to die?
Probably, yeah.
Well, if I'm anywhere near the human centipede, I'm probably dying anyway.
Yeah, it was probably a worse death, too.
Yeah, so I'd rather do it in the sky. Do I have to do it all the way down, like, as I'm falling?
I mean, I don't think anyone can force you.
Good, because I'm going to die anyway, right? What's the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Go with that one. I don't want to be embarrassed when I die. What, the human centipede?
Yeah.
No, and I do not care to. Why, have you?
Yeah, of course.
And, of course, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It's actually a pretty good horror movie. Yeah, it's gross and horrible, but the first one is a decent horror movie.
I read the Wikipedia because I wanted to know what happens, and then I was like, I'm good. Don't need to watch this. Because I didn't know how it, like, worked, you know? Like, what the mechanics were.
Yeah, the mechanics behind that movie is, it's like, everything happens and you see everything. Like, it's exactly what you think it is.
Why would you watch that?
Because I'm curious, and I like scary things.
How is that even scary? It's just gross.
I don't know. I like shocking, horrible things. Sometimes.
Ugh. Oh,
yeah, it's one of the grossest
movies. I don't know why anyone would want to watch this movie. Like, I can't even fathom this.
You know exactly what happens in it. Like,
I know. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know why anyone would want to watch that. Like, going in, when I first heard about that movie, I was like, does that mean what I think it means? And so I read the Wikipedia, and sure enough, yep, it meant exactly what I thought it meant.
Yeah, it's very clear what the movie's about.
And then I was like, why would anyone want to watch that? And, I don't know. Knowing what it's about is enough for me. I don't need to see it. Yeah. Don't need to see it.
It's like a really... It's hard to explain. I can't really explain why I'm, like, curious about stuff like that.
That's fair. You can, hey, like what you like. It's fine.
I mean, I can't say that I like it, but
it's, you just did. You were like, I thought it was a pretty good horror movie.
It, for what it was pretty good.
You're allowed to like things. I'm just saying, personally, I never need to see it in my life, ever. I'm fine with that. I wanted to know what was going on, and that's why I read the Wikipedia page, but that's well enough for me. You know.
All right. Next, would you rather question? Would you rather surrounded by the internet or have a third car?
A third car?
Yeah.
That's a lot of cars.
I've only got one right now.
I only have one, too. Three cars is a lot. I feel like there's a lot to take care of.
Yeah.
I guess I'd go with surrounded by the internet because that sounds like a cyberpunk thing, right? It's like, do-do-do-do, you get plugged in. Although, might be bad.
Yeah. That could turn into, like, a Matrix-type situation.
I feel like surrounded by the internet might be, like, a genie grants a wish kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this sounds great. But it's actually, like, really bad.
Is the internet, like, really something you want to be surrounded by?
At all times.
Yeah.
I don't know. At first, it seems like, oh, that's so cool. But now that I think about it, it's like, ooh. You would never be able to leave the internet.
I mean, it's kind of... That's kind of like my life anyway, but...
But you have the choice, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can leave whenever you want.
Just, like, go live in a cabin or, like...
This sounds just like an addiction, right? It's like, I can stop whenever I want to. I just choose not to.
Yeah, like, I don't think you really can stop if you want to have, like, a job or, like...
You theoretically can, okay?
Yeah.
You theoretically can. Yeah, barring the job thing. Because a lot of people use the internet for work. Let's say you can stop when you get home. You don't have to use the internet at all. Right? You can just sit at your home, read,
yeah, or whatever. Yeah, listen to the radio.
Yeah, read or listen to the radio, watch a movie, whatever. It doesn't matter. You
can't really watch a movie.
Well, you could if you had DVDs, okay?
Yeah, but where are you going to get them? They don't sell them at the store anymore.
That's true. You have to buy them on Amazon. Yeah. We've talked about this before. I find it very weird. In the 21st century, we're like doing two different things. And we're doing two different... I'm going to go off on a tangent. I hope you don't mind.
Let's do it.
There's two different ways we're like developing society. One way is we're isolating things to such a degree that the only way to get them is by going on the internet. You know, by going to a specific place on the internet, namely like Amazon or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other thing we're doing is there's so many like specific things that you can't isolate that we're branching stuff out to like an extreme. So let me give you an example. Like,
yeah, what do you mean by that?
In a couple of years, you're only going to be able to buy movies on Amazon or on, like, I don't know, some website that sells movies, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You agree, right?
Owning a DVD shop is not a
thing. 10 years, you'd buy all your entertainment online, almost exclusively. You agree with that, right?
Yeah.
And that's, like, completely isolating a transaction to you have to have the internet and you have to go on one of, like, three sites to do it. You can't just go to the store and get it anymore. And you can't trade it with a friend. You have to do this. The other thing I mean by this in the other sense is when you have to do something very niche and specific, like, let me give you an example. When you have to get something repaired or that's, like, really – that isn't, like, used very much. Like, let's say you have – let's say you have a television that you need to get repaired. They don't have repair shops anymore because they don't exist. You're buying them on the internet. So you have to find like a specific dude who can repair your... Not that you'd repair a television, but this is just an example. That can repair your television and find him in the world. But he's like... But these things are extremely spread apart because they don't need them anymore because these isolated one-stop shops exist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, good example that I think of is music stores. Music stores are going to cease to exist soon because everyone's going to buy music stuff on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Almost certainly. Now, let's think about musicians for a second and say, if I want to buy a new piano, I want to buy it on Amazon. If I need to repair a piano that's like $1,000, where the hell am I going to go now? Because music stores don't exist anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to find some dude that like does it like with through PayPal that like works out of his garage.
Yeah,
and that's
you're gonna have to like mail him pieces,
right?
Of your piano,
and that's like the most ridiculous. So we're like isolating some things, and then we're like spreading out others. It's a ridiculous. I mean, we're not doing it on purpose, but it just feels very weird to me that you have to use some things to get certain things. But in other avenues, it's much harder than it used to be because these stores or these places where you used to go don't exist anymore because they're through the internet. Like, some things you'll never be able to do on the internet. Like, repair something, theoretically. You'd have to go into a guy to do some things.
Yeah, but where are you going to find that guy?
That's what I mean. And, like, you need to do this. It's weird. Yeah. And the other thing would be, like, if your house needs to get repaired, right? You need to call some guy to come over and repair your house. Like, that can be done on the internet. You literally have to do that in real life, right? To, like, fix your wires or whatever. But because these, like, if Home Depot doesn't exist anymore because Amazon's going to, like, drive them out of business, where are you going to go to, like, fix things? You're not going to be able to go anywhere. You're going to have to call a dude to do it because you don't know how to, like, you can't go to Home Depot and be like, hey, Charlie, I need a new smoke detector. And he'd be like, here you go. You'd be like, I need a new smoke detector, Mr. Repairman. I have no idea how smoke detectors work because I only shop on the internet. You know?
I think very quickly, just repairing things isn't going to be a sustainable industry anymore.
I agree.
Just going to be buying new things.
I agree. And that scares me to death. As a homeowner.
Yeah, like if your house breaks, you just get a
new one. Yeah. Like people don't repair stuff anymore. And like that's fine. Like I will buy new most of the time if something breaks, but like if something's really expensive, you want to get that repaired. You don't want to buy a new one, you know.
Yeah, if you have a storm and like part of your drywall breaks or something,
you need that repaired. I don't know, it's just something I thought about recently. Because as these stores go away and go to the internet, some of the services that they used to provide, where do they go? Like, they don't go anywhere. You know, they disappear as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's just like, well, what do I do? What do I do now? You know?
Buy a new one.
buy a new one. It's like, well, I got to get an oil change, but I don't know how to do that anymore because there's no places to do that. So I guess I'll just buy a new car or whatever. It's fine. That's an extreme, but I don't know. Yeah. We're going in a weird direction, but
yeah, for sure.
Sorry, that was my rant.
It's okay. Do you want to do another trivia question?
Yeah, I'll do another one. I've got it right here for you.
All right. I'll choose 5 second Google for this lifeline.
Okay. This is another Australian question. The next two questions are going to be about slang, Australian slang.
Perfect.
So what is the Australian slang term that means a wild and exciting person? Is it A, a bucky grimer, B, rip snorter, C, hell rider, or D, wallop Johnny?
Go through those again. I need to hear it again.
Australian slang term for wild and exciting person. Bucky Grimer. Rip Snorter.
Rip Snorter.
Hell Rider. Wallop Johnny.
I don't think it's Wallop Johnny, because those are your two favorite words, and they just happen to be combined.
Maybe. Or maybe I saw this, and I was like, I have to include this, because these are my favorite words.
Since it has Wallop Johnny. I wish it was Wallop Johnny. Oh, that's Steve. He's such a Wallop Johnny. He is.
Maybe it is Wallop Johnny. You don't know.
No, it's
not. You don't know.
I do know.
It might be.
We've done so many of these trivia questions that I can metagame your answers pretty accurately at this point.
Like, you know, like, one of them is going to be completely wild.
Yeah, one of them's going to be wild, and it's usually going to be D. And your answers, I choose more A and B. You're more of a C and D correct answer chooser.
Am I?
Oh, yeah, interesting. You like it in the middle.
Mm,
mine are more closely
in the front.
Favored up front, because I'm trying to trick you.
Interesting. So you sure it's not Wallop Johnny?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe it is, and I'll just get it wrong.
What do you... I hope. I wish it was Wallop. I mean, it is Wallop Johnny.
I wish it was Damn it.
Johnny. What do you... What do you want to use lifeline-wise?
What was it? Hell Rider?
Bucky Grimer, Rip Snorter, Hell Rider, Wallop Johnny.
Bucky Rider, Rip Snorter?
Rip Snorter.
Bucky Grimer probably sounds like what it is, but I'm gonna Google it.
What do you mean Bucky Grimer sounds what it is?
It sounds like something Australian people would say. I don't know if I'm generalizing, like, an entire population of people based on, like, stereotypes or anything.
So, before you...
Grimer sounds Australian.
So, before you Google, hold on, what would you pick if you had to pick right now?
Bucky Grimer.
Bucky Grimer. All right. Hold on. Let me set your Google up.
Okay.
You only have 5 seconds, you know.
I can... Hopefully knock it out in 5, yeah.
All right, let me set the alarm up. It's going to take like 10 minutes to set up. All right, ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, Google.
Australian slang wild man.
Time's up.
Australians.
Get anything?
Man with Hessian bag.
What?
I don't know. A bludger. What is that? Can you look up what a bludger is for me? I'm not allowed. Yeah. Apparently, it's Australian slang.
A bludger is a round. Oh, this is the Harry Potter wiki. Okay, hold on. Bludger, a pimp, a man living off the earnings of a harlot. Bludger's a pimp in Australian slang, apparently.
All right, so I didn't get,
You didn't get anything?
Google didn't get it.
I'm sorry.
It says a Brumby is a wild horse.
Doesn't help you.
Stag party.
Well, you can optionally use your last lifeline here if you want.
No, I'm gonna go with my gut and say Bucky Grimer, final answer.
Bucky Grimer is incorrect.
Dang it.
The correct answer is Rip Snorter.
Rip, really? Snort?
That's what it says. Rip Snorter.
That's not... All right, that's... I would have chosen that last.
I love how I made up a word that sounded so Australian to you that you're like, it's gotta be this one.
Bucky Grimer? Like,
that's not even real. I just made that up. It just sounded Australian.
Doesn't it sound really Australian?
It does. Now that I think about it, it sounds really Australian. I get the Bucky Grimer over here. Pronto. You Bucky Grimer, you. You want to just do the final trivia?
Sure.
All right, since we're kind of on a roll.
We're on a roll.
It's trivia. Yeah. And it's slang also. What do you want as your lifeline on this one? Do you want me to read the question first? No, that's 50-50. Not.
50-50, I'm not allowed. Yeah.
50-50. Okay. The process of clearing one's nose without the assistance of tissues or hankies is called what in Australia? This is also a slang question.
I might know the answer to this.
Okay. A, finger chiff. B, the Bushman's hanky. C, Joe knows. Or D, snarlin.
All right, what do you call, what is your word for this maneuver?
I don't have a word, but I do this all the time. Well, not all the time, but I do this sometimes.
When no one's
looking. When no one is watching. I don't really have a term. Do you have a term for it?
Growing up, I was told that it was a bull snort.
A bull snort?
Yeah.
So you're like, and then you expel, right?
Yeah, like a bull does when he's mad.
Now, this is gross as hell, but you hold one nostril and then you expel and then you hold the other one, yeah.
To get maximum torque.
And you can, and you have to do it kind of, you have to point to the ground because you don't want it, you know, going everywhere. Yeah. I don't really have a term for it.
Do you
want
to hear an even grosser story?
Yes, I do. I would love to.
So, like, you know, in the past year, I have a beard now.
Oh, God.
You can't do this when you have a beard.
I feel like having a beard would just be really gross sometimes.
I'm kind of over it.
Especially, like, a big beard. You get all stuff in there and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, did you bull snort into your beard at some point?
Yes. And it was a disaster. Because usually you're doing this when you're, like, out and about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're walking from your car to the grocery store.
Got to do a bull snort.
And I did it, and I was like, oh, no.
It's in my
beard. I can tell that it...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you ever get food in your beard? Like, what happens then? It's gross.
Just what you...
People with beards, like, I couldn't do that. I would feel... My beard would feel dirty, like, all the time.
Yeah, it does.
I would need to wash my face, like... many times a day.
Well, here's the thing. Like, that was me at first, but if you wash your face too much, your skin gets really dry.
Oh, yeah.
Itch. Yeah.
Sounds horrible. Having a beard sounds horrible. I have a small beard. You know, it's, like, manageable.
Yeah, yours is about the ideal size.
It's a manageable beard. I can deal with it. I don't bull snort into my beard. You know? I don't have to worry about that.
What were the questions again?
That was the process of clearing one's nose without the assistance of tissues or hankies is called what in Australia?
A Bucky Grimer.
I mean, that could work, right?
Yeah.
Is it a finger chief, the Bushman's hanky, Joe knows, or snarlin?
All right. I don't think it's the Bushman's hanky.
Why do you say that?
Because hanky isn't a word that people say.
All right. So, finger chief, Joe knows, snarling.
I'm going to 50-50, because I have no idea which one it is.
Okay. The correct answer is either the Bushman's hanky or snarling. What?
I didn't think it was either of these.
What did you think it was? Finger chiff?
Yeah, finger chiff, or maybe...
Yeah, it's like, rhymes with handkerchief, you know what I mean?
The Bushman's hanky, really? Or snarling.
I love this part of the show.
Snarling. That sounds gross.
I mean, this action is gross, though.
Hey, old Bucky Grimer, you're all snarling in the bushman's hanky. I don't know.
We just made up Australian words, like, right there.
Bushman's hanky or snarling.
Bucky Grimer.
I don't think it's the bushman's hanky, because that's, like, assuming that Australians are, like, bush people.
Okay. Do you want to go with snarling?
No.
Bucky Grimer.
I'm going to go with snarling, final answer.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, snarling is incorrect.
Really?
It's really bushman's hanky, yes. That's what they call it. What site
did you get this from?
It's real. It's real. If you Google bushman's hanky, you will see that it's real.
Wow, I guess it is. Oh, there's a picture.
Yeah, there's a man showing you how to do it. He's like, good eye, mate. Come on over here. Bucky hey there, Grimer, get over Grimer. Here. Wait, Bucky Grimer, we're going to show you how to do a bushman's hanky, and then we're going to go to Outback.
In Australia.
In Australia, in Sydney. Oh, God.
Well, I got two wrong.
Yeah, you didn't do too hot that
round. No, I did horrible today.
Yeah.
I've got some Reddits we can answer.
Let's answer some Reddits in the final 10-some minutes of the show. See where we go.
This was submitted by Nice Melt Pleb.
Nice Melt Pleb. All right. Thank you, Nice Melt Pleb.
What do you usually ask for when someone is bringing home Chinese food? What's your Chinese order?
My Chinese go-to. When I was a kid, it used to be sesame chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But now I hate sesame chicken.
Yeah, it's too sweet. Same.
It's way too sweet. So probably now I'd be like Kung Pao
chicken. Same.
Or like General Tso's, you know, those kind of spicier ones. General Tso's is a little saucy for me, though.
I think it's hit or miss, because if they like do it wrong, it's just soggy and gross.
Yeah. I don't like Chinese food anymore. I know this is going to be really offensive to like everyone listening, because people love Chinese food. I can't do it. It's too sweet and it's too salty for me. Like, it's just really intense flavors. Yeah. Really good Chinese food is great, but I feel like a lot of, you know, takeout places just like overdo it with the flavors, I guess. And it's just like a lot.
I agree with you. Like, if I'm ordering Chinese these days, I'll usually just get, like, soup and dumplings.
Yeah, I like the dumplings.
Yeah. But something even like Kung Pao chicken, they put so much soy sauce, it's like...
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I just don't like... I can't eat a lot of it. It's like the potato salad thing. We were talking about that last week. With, like, if you eat enough of it, you're like, what am I eating?
Yeah, it's with for Chinese, different reasons.
Yeah, different reasons. But for Chinese food, like, a lot of the chicken dishes in Chinese food, I'll eat... And then I'll be like, I don't like this anymore. Like, halfway through, I'll be like, I don't like this anymore. Like, the first couple bites are like, this is good. And then it's just like, this is bad. I don't like this.
I think what gets me the most is with like, takeout Chinese places, it doesn't feel like the person that cooked it cares about you.
No.
If that makes sense.
They definitely don't.
It kind of feels like they're pandering and being dishonest, and they're just like, ugh, salt, ugh, sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sauces. Like
if you ate Chinese food every day, you would probably die. Like,
it's a lot of salt and sugar, like a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't do it.
Anyway, next Reddit question. This was submitted by Mario the Master 245.
Thank you, Mario the Master.
The Master. What company's slogan would be horrible for another company?
Oh. I don't know. That's a good, really good question. Let's think of some slogans so we know.
All right. McDonald's, you got
McDonald's, I'm loving it. That would be horrible for a lot of companies.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you don't want to love.
No, there's definitely not.
Like the dentist.
But the dentist, I'm loving it. Needs to be like a specific company, though.
Phillips laxative.
Oh my god. Any like laxative or like medicine. I'm loving it.
Any medicine you don't
want. Oh god. Or like Metamucil. You know?
Like allergy medicine.
No, Metamucil's another laxative. For regular. Well, it's for being regular.
Okay.
You know? It's like, I'm loving it. That's really funny.
I love being able to use the bathroom.
The bathroom is great. I'm trying to think of others that are good. A lot of fast food ones, I feel like.
What's a commercial that you would not want to be in? Like, what is the worst commercial to be in?
What do you mean?
You know, there's, people in commercials. Which one would you not want to associate yourself with the most?
Any, Viagra kind of thing, you know? Any of those. Any of the drug ones, I feel like, for that. Yeah. They're always doing the weirdest stuff in those commercials. Like, the medical commercials, they're always doing the weirdest things that have nothing to do with the medication.
They're playing golf, and they're way too happy about it.
They're, biking. Yeah, playing golf. On the beach, you know, they're always in the Viagra ones, they're always in a tub, but there's another tub right next to them, and they're holding hands. Have you seen this thing?
No, I haven't seen that commercial.
It was 10 years ago, there's a Viagra commercial, and at the end of the commercial, the two older, the older couple, they're in they're both in a tub, but they're in separate tubs, and they're holding hands in the tub, and they're watching the sunrise. I was what is happening in this commercial?
What are they going to do after they take the Viagra?
I don't know. When do you take the Viagra in this situation? Do you do it before you get in the tub or after? You don't know what. You don't know when it's going to get hot and heavy. You have no idea, you know?
Yeah.
But when you take Viagra, you're ready right then, right now, you know?
That's something interesting to think about, Viagra timing. Do you have to time that dose, really specifically?
I don't know. I've always wondered that. I mean, I've never taken Viagra.
Do you, take one with dinner and then,
and then you're here we go. Yeah, 3 hours later, you're well, it's time, you know? Or do you, pop it, literally right before, where it's,
yeah, I don't know.
You're, messing around, and you're, okay, I know where this is going, and then you're, ow.
Now just give me an hour and a half.
Well, I don't know how fast it works either. Give me an hour and a half. That's the longest foreplay ever. All right, hour and a half.
By the time you get to it, you're both just exhausted.
I can't do this anymore. Let's watch Bones or something. I don't know the timing. That would be interesting.
Why isn't Viagra why is it a pill? Aren't there better ways to get medicine fast? Not
you can have a shot. We can have a Viagra shot. Right in your chest. Right in your chest, right? Right in your heart. So it jumps into your bloodstream immediately.
It's adrenaline.
People
still use it.
No, they have two versions. So they have the pill one that's you need a 30 minutes to an hour before it. You know, you got to prepare for it, kind of, or whatever. What's so funny?
Or you can stab yourself in the heart.
And it's called, Viagra X. It's Viagra X. And you just, jam it into your heart. And you're just ready to go immediately.
You basically turn into Bane, your muscles get
And you can either do it or your partner can do it. It doesn't matter, you know, it's either way. It could be part of your, you know, your foreplay routine. It's are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Grab the Viagra X. Bam! And there you go. Then you're off, as you will.
Do you think people would still use it if you had to use it that way?
Absolutely.
Do you really think so? Yes. I just wouldn't.
100% people would still use it. I think if they marketed a pill that's 30 to 60 minutes, and then they had Viagra X to the heart, people would use that one. Not more, but it'd be 50-50. I think people would use the shot one.
Maybe people would, but maybe a very specific kind of person would.
People would do it. 100% people would do it.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact. It would be the commercial for that would be really funny. Because, instead of, these, casual activities that the old couple's doing, they're, doing, extreme sports. And, they're, wakeboarding. And
it could be, that scene from Pulp Fiction where they're, panicking. They're, all right, we gotta do this now.
Yes, exactly.
And the neighbor comes over and he's like, okay, hold it down. It's like Quentin in a bathrobe and he's like, here we go.
Let's do it. Ah! Through the heart. Okay, maybe through the heart is a little too much for the general public, because you do have to puncture the breastplate in order to do that. So maybe it'd be like, you know, an arm shot, you know what I mean? That would make, I think more people would buy that.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Like a boom, right in the arm, and then like 2 minutes, you're ready to go, you know? Like yeah. a shot.
You know those allergy thing, the like EpiPens?
Yeah, like an EpiPen.
You could do like that.
Yeah, so stab it in your like leg or something.
Do like a quick
Viagra X. You would use Viagra X for the ultimate sexual experience. Oh, I love this. Like, this could be a real thing. Like, this, they can make this. People would buy it. I am 100% sure people would buy it.
The hell out of this. Yeah.
People would buy it. And you know, the other thing is, it wouldn't be just for old people. This would be for everybody.
Because, like, there's something about, like, taking the Viagra pill. It's, like, it's not cool.
No.
Like, you feel like makes it so much more. Like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
It's so much more. Yeah. Here we go. You put on like some heavy metal in the background and you're like, rah! And you have to like scream as you do it.
Yeah.
And then rip your shirt off. And then you do the deed.
That would be awesome.
I'm telling you, Viagra X, this is a new thing. If you are a Viagra executive and you want to know more about Viagra X, we'll be happy to come up with a full ad campaign for you. Because I think it'd be I can see the commercial now. They're like old people, but they're like extreme, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like surf, they like wakeboard, they parachute, you know, they do all the crazy stuff. And then after a long day, they're just ripping their clothes off. And then the guy's just like, it's time for X. He stabs himself with a needle.
I think and one then commercial.
It shuts the door.
Yeah. One commercial could be like, they're at a family gathering and they're being all like normal and social. Mm-hmm. And then they get home, and it's like, yeah, time for X.
I love time for X, because it, like, rhymes with sex, too. So it's, perfect. Time for X. And he slams the door, jabs himself with a needle, and then, boom, he's ready to go immediately.
Puts on his leather hat.
Oh, God. They figure out what the safe word is, because they're that kind of couple. No. That's a good, I think
it's a good idea,
It's real.
Alright, do you want to end on one final question?
Yeah, let's do one more.
We've got like a minute left.
Yep.
What word do you add into sentences to make yourself seem smarter?
I use ostensibly a lot.
Ostensibly?
Ostensibly. Do you know what that means?
Not really.
It means, I don't think a lot of people know what it means. I hear people using it and I'm like, I don't think you know what that means.
I think it's just like a word that you can add that doesn't actually add anything.
It definitely adds something, but I hear a lot of people use it and they like use it completely wrong.
Does it add something I can't even say it.
Ostensibly? Ostensibly. Yes. It means, so ostensibly means apparently, but perhaps not actually is the official definition. Mm-hmm. So it basically means apparently, but the connotation is like, apparently this is true, but maybe not. You know what I mean? So that's what ostensibly means. So if I were to say, like, that guy is like a person that committed a crime, like, that guy is ostensibly a robber or something. That would mean, like, he apparently is, but maybe he's not. So that's what it means. So I use it in sentences a lot because it makes me seem smart, but I also use it correctly. And I hear a lot of people say it. Substituting it for obvious, for apparently, which is wrong.
I don't think there's any like specific words, but I pick up on phrases that I think sound smart and like and have use to them use them.
I do that too. I go through phases with phrases. Phases with phrases. I don't have any one right now. Do you have one right now that you like are on?
Yeah, like I was talking to this other guy that does IT, and he was like talking about passwords or something, and I heard him refer to like a password system as having a single point of failure, and I was
that's a cool phrase.
Point of failure. So have you been using that phrase?
Have you been using it?
No, I mean was a while ago I heard this, but I did try to use it. I was like, okay, this plan for lunch, it's got a single point of failure.
Like did you use it in your head?
Cheeseburgers for
did you
everybody.
Use it in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that didn't count. You didn't use it in a sentence. You should like plan your next social interaction to like have the use the word single point of failure.
Yeah.
Like be like, okay, this is what I want to talk. This is what I'm gonna put it in this conversation somewhere. Have you ever done that? Have you ever like planned a conversation in advance?
I have like conversations with people when they're not there all the time.
Like pretending this is how it's gonna go or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
And it's usually like a really like lame conversation.
It's super lame.
Like and I'm then... giving like I'm Go giving ahead. Kind of like the equivalent of a TED talk to a person.
Yes. I've done this too. And like the imaginary version of them is always like really interested in what you're saying. They're always
like, whoa, it's cool that you know this. You like are saying all this stuff that makes me feel good.
And you're like, I know I'm really smart. And then you like try to have this conversation in real life and they like walk away like long before you get into what you wanted to talk about. It never goes on the way it does in your head. You know? I always have like objectives for conversations sometimes. Not always, but sometimes, and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to bring this up, and then we're going to get to talk about this cool thing. You know, in my head, I'm like, I'll do this, and then it, like, literally never works that way. It's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Talk about the weather, and then they walk away. I'm like, damn it. Almost had my TED Talk going there, but
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like him when I'm like, just saying head. These things that are, like, smarmy and kind of smart-sounding, like, blah, 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 blah.
In your head, but then when you, like, try to do it, it's like, nope, it never works. No, work. Does it work sometimes? Does it work sometimes
No,
for
of
you?
Course not.
Never.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a conversation after rehearsing it in your head that, like, went the way you thought it was going to?
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either. And yet, I keep doing it in my head where I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to sound really smart. You know, and then it literally never works.
I do it when I'm drunk more, I think.
Yeah, me too. I always overanalyze stuff like that. But
all right, I think that's all the time we have.
Today. That has been episode 83, is that right? 83 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is...
Gosh, why can't I think of... Bucky Grimer.
Bucky Grimer. Yeah, what does he do? Bucky Grimer's Viagra X.
Okay. Remember when you're in the mood for tubing? I don't know.
Get ready to get moving.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely.
Drive safely.